He is an Englishman, and retains some of the noblest endowments of humanity. The master is a person of an excellent disposition, and is remarkable in the ship for his gentleness and the mildness of his discipline. It is impossible to communicate to you the trembling sensation with which I am preparing to depart. I am going to unexplored regions, to the land of mist and snow. There is something at work in my soul which I do not understand. There is a love for the marvellous which hurries me out of the common pathways of men, even to the wild sea and unvisited regions I am about to explore. Continue for the present to write to me by every opportunity. I may receive your letters on some occasions when I need them most to support my spirits. Remember me with affection, should you never hear from me again. Your affectionate brother, Robert Walton. August the 5th. So strange an accident has happened to us that I cannot forbear recording it. Last Monday, we were nearly surrounded by ice, which closed in the ship on all sides. Our situation was somewhat dangerous, especially as we were compassed round by a very thick fog. We accordingly lay to, hoping that some change would take place in the atmosphere and weather. About 2 o'clock, the mist cleared away, and we beheld vast and irregular plains of ice, which seemed to have no end. Some of my comrades groaned, and my own mind began to grow watchful with anxious thoughts, when a strange sight suddenly attracted our attention. We perceived a sledge, drawn by dogs, pass on towards the north at the distance of 30 miles. A being, which had the shape of a man, but apparently of gigantic stature, sat in the sledge and guided the dogs. We watched the rapid progress of the traveller with our telescopes until he was lost among the distant inequalities of the ice. About 2 hours after this occurrence we heard the ground sea, and before night the ice broke and freed our ship. We, however, lay to until the morning, fearing to encounter in the dark those loose masses which float about after the breaking up of the ice. In the morning, I went upon deck and found all the sailors apparently talking to someone in the sea. It was, in fact, a sledge like that we had seen before, which had drifted towards us in the night on a fragment of ice. Only one dog remained alive, but there was a human being within it. He was not as the other traveller seemed to be, a savage inhabitant of some undiscovered island, but a European. When I appeared on deck, the master said,
"Here is our captain, and he will not allow you to perish on the open sea."
On perceiving me, the stranger addressed me in English.
"Before I come on board your vessel," said he, "will you have the kindness to inform me whither you are bound?"
You may conceive my astonishment on hearing such a question from a man on the brink of destruction. I replied that we were on a voyage of discovery towards the northern pole. Upon hearing this, he appeared satisfied, and consented to come on board. His limbs were nearly frozen, and his body dreadfully emaciated by fatigue and suffering. We attempted to carry him into the cabin, but as soon as he had quitted the fresh air, he fainted. 2 days passed before he was able to speak. When he had in some measure recovered, I removed him to my own cabin, and attended on him as much as my duty would permit. I never saw a more interesting creature. His eyes have generally an expression of wildness and even madness, but there are moments when, if anyone performs an act of kindness towards him, his whole countenance is lighted up with a beam of benevolence that I never saw equalled. The men wished to ask him 1,000 questions, but I would not allow him to be tormented by their idle curiosity. Once, however, the lieutenant asked why he had come so far upon the ice in so strange a vehicle. His countenance assumed an aspect of the deepest gloom, and he replied,
"To seek one who fled from me."
"And did the man whom you pursued travel in the same fashion?"
"Yes."
"Then I fancy we have seen him, for the day before we picked you up, we saw some dogs drawing a sledge with a man in it across the ice." This aroused the stranger's attention, and he asked a multitude of questions concerning the route which the demon, as he called him, had pursued. From this time, a new spirit of life animated.